January 28, abused talents. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handled the harp and organ. And Zillah also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. Genesis 4, 21 and 22. There perished in the flood greater inventions of art and human skill than the world knows of today. The arts destroyed were more than the boasted arts of today. Looking upon the world, God saw that the intellect he had given man was perverted, that the imagination of his heart was evil, and that continually. God had given these men knowledge. He had given them valuable ideas that they might carry out his plan. But the Lord saw that those whom he designed should possess wisdom, tact, and judgment were using every quality of the mind to glorify self. By the waters of the flood, he blotted this long-lived race from the earth, and with them perished the knowledge they had used only for evil. When the earth was repeopled, the Lord trusted his wisdom more sparingly to men, giving them only the ability they would need in carrying out his great plan. The world today takes much satisfaction in talking of the progress of the age, but in this God does not delight. It may be said of the men of this time, as of those before the flood, they have sought out many inventions. In the antediluvian world there were many wonderful works of art and science. These descendants of Adam, fresh from the hand of God, possessed capabilities and powers that we never now look upon. Those who lived before the flood were only a few steps from God, the creator of the world and its inhabitants. The long life and large intellect given to these men might have been used in God's service, but their intellectual strength, that mighty power, was perverted to dishonor God. When men separate from God, they place themselves under the control of Satan. Talents have been given to men that they may use in God's service. There is only one safe way for any man, and that is a way of obedience to a Thus Saith the Lord.